protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe, here to tell you the biggest thing I've learned about insurance companies over the years, and it's really simple. They don't care about you. That's it. Insurance companies are publicly traded companies who have an obligation to their shareholders to deliver profits. They have teams of investigators, adjusters, and lawyers all working against you from the moment you call them, and they want to pay you as little as possible for your injuries. Hurt in a wreck? Don't be a victim of the insurance companies. Call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, yesterday, good news, depending on how you feel about him. Mitch McConnell was back as the minority leader in the United States Senate, and he held his first news conference since returning to D.C. And in fact, let's go to Cut 5. I'll let you hear a little slice of the sense of humor of Mitch McConnell. This is Cut number 5. Mitch McConnell yesterday on the... on his first news conference since returning to D.C. after falling and being hospitalized. Listen to this.
Are you comfortable with the fact that your party's leading candidate for president is facing criminal charges and could have be facing a trial in the middle of this election?
Well, Manu, let me put it this way. I may have hit my head, but I didn't hit it that hard. Good try.
Can I expand on that a little bit? The former president, when he was arraigned, said Republicans in Congress should defund the DOJ and FBI. Is that something Republicans in Congress should be doing or something you would support?
I think I can pretty safely say that I've not met any Republicans in Congress who want to spend less on law enforcement. We have a crime wave all across America. We have open borders. The last thing we want to do is spend less. We ought to be looking for ways to spend more on law enforcement.
Senator McConnell, do you have any comments on the reports of the hospitality that Justice Clarence Thomas received from Harlan Crow and the Judiciary Committee's plan to hold hearings on the ethical standards of the Supreme Court?
Yeah, the Supreme Court and the court system is a whole separate part of our Constitution. And the Democrats, it seems to me, spend a lot of time criticizing individual members of the court and going after the court as an institution. For example, my counterpart went over in front of the Supreme Court and called out two of the Supreme Court justices by name and actually threatened them with some kind of reprisal, I don't know what kind, if they rule the wrong way in a case that he cared about. The Attorney General seemed to be largely unconcerned with security issues around the homes of Supreme Court members. I have total confidence in the Chief Justice of the United States to deal with these court internal issues.
That's Mitch McConnell back on the job. Dianne Feinstein, nowhere to be found. And nobody seems to know when she will be coming back, if she'll be coming back to the United States Senate and the Senate Judiciary Committee. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is good to have you with us on this hump day edition of Live and Local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, it's the middle of the day and the middle of the week as we check out our traffic cams right now here in the KMZQ studios. And what we do see is some moderate flows there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Warm Springs. You're moving along, but just a little congestion as you work through there. Also, you'll tap the brakes downtown as you enter into the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area. That's 515 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. That Tropicana Construction Zone is seeing some slow flows through there. That's mainly on Interstate 15 South between Spring Mountain and Tropicana, and 15 North at Hacienda.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. NBA playoffs last night. Devin Booker scored 38 points, and the Suns beat the Clippers to even the series one game apiece, 123-109 the final. Kevin Durant added 25 in the victory. The series moves to Los Angeles for game three on Thursday night. Kawhi Leonard led the Clippers with 31 points. He had 38 in game one. Tonight, the Lakers visit the Grizzlies. LA up 1-0 in the series. The Lakers scored a 128-112 win in game one on Sunday. Tomorrow in San Francisco, game three between Golden State and Sacramento. The Kings up 2-0 in the best of seven. Golden State will be without forward Draymond Green. He's suspended after stepping on the chest of Sacramento's Domantas Sabonis in game two. Sabonis questionable for the game. He's got a bruised sternum. NHL playoffs game one, Jets and Golden Knights. Winnipeg with a 5-1 win. Game two Thursday night in Vegas. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The upshot's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the upshot's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know what I hate about watching cable news channels, and it's all of them. I mean, it's Fox, it's CNN, it's MSNBC. Doesn't really matter. But all of them do the same thing. They give you about a 7 seconds, a little bit of a clip. And you don't get a sense of the context. What we try and do on this program is we try and bring you context to what is going on. For instance, yesterday, Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, was grilled. This is, by the way, cut number 3. He was grilled by a Missouri senator by the name of Josh Hawley, who, by the way, I think is a candidate for president somewhere down the road. He is ambitious to the nth degree. And yesterday, he followed in the footsteps of people like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul. Listen to how he grills Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS secretary.
Why is it that you have enabled 345,000 children to be smuggled across this border and then sent into the hands of modern-day slave traders? In 2021, you made the decision to change Title 42 to allow unaccompanied children to come into the United States and then to be sent into the interior of the country. Under the last administration, children were reunited with their families in their home country. You changed that, and as soon as you changed it, the numbers exploded. That is your responsibility.
Quite a number of false statements, Senator.
What is false about that statement?
So if I can state what I've been trying to state, one of the significant policy decisions that we have made is to focus our worksite enforcement investigative efforts, our criminal investigative efforts on unscrupulous employers that exploit individuals because of their vulnerabilities, and that includes underage workers.
That is not what the New York Times investigation found. Mr. Chairman, I just ask at this point, I'd like to enter into the record the New York Times article is migrant children were put to work. U.S. ignored warnings. This is from April 17th, 2023. This morning. And I'd also like to enter into the record the New York Times article, alone and exploited migrant children work brutal jobs across the U.S. This is from February 25th, 2023. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What these articles show, Mr. Secretary, is that the administration has done nothing but facilitate this crisis. You changed Title 42. You allowed hundreds of thousands of migrant children to come across the border, and then you made it worse. When they became a political crisis for you, when that huge surge of kids across the border, because you changed Title 42, when it became an optics crisis, what did you do? You began pressuring officials and agencies to skip the vetting process and get these kids out as soon as possible to sponsors who weren't vetted. Here's the Times again. As shelters filled with children, the administration began loosening vetting restrictions and urging case managers to speed the process along. You have at every stage facilitated this modern-day indentured servitude of minor children. Why should you not be impeached for this?
Senator, I look forward to discussing this issue further because you are misstating the facts terribly.
I am reading you the facts from articles in the news, and your usual modus operandi is what you're doing again today, was just to deny. Why have you permitted 345,000 children to come into this country unaccompanied? Why have you permitted thousands of them to be abused and exploited?
Senator, what we do is we enforce the law. But let me just say this.
But you're not.
It is stunning to me, stunning, to hear you say that the prior administration reunited children with their parents.
Oh, I see. So this is their fault?
When in fact...
So you're not going to take any responsibility for the indentured servitude and exploitation of children that is happening on your watch. A moment ago, you were crowing about the fact that you treated children so well, and yet we find tens of thousands of children who are forced to work as slaves because of your policies, and you turn around and blame a prior administration. Mr. Secretary, this is par for the course for you. You do it every time you appear before this committee. You do it every time you appear before Congress. I, for one, am sick and tired of it, and thousands of children are in physical danger. Danger because of what you are doing. You should have resigned long ago. And if you cannot change course, you should be removed from office. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to ask about that next week. In fact, this time next week, I'll be broadcasting live from our southern border, just outside of McAllen, Texas. The folks at Americans for Prosperity sponsoring an event along our southern border. We're going to get some answers from ICE and from the Border Patrol folks, from local officials there, local politicians there in South Texas. We're going to be there on the border next Wednesday, and actually next Tuesday and Wednesday, but it'll be after the show when we finally arrive. But I'm just telling you, 345,000 unaccompanied minors have come into our country and then been dispersed to traffickers all along the way. That is unthinkable. Coming up, breaking news from the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you've been injured in an accident, call me right now, 728-5500. The call is free and we'll come to you. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Paul Powell.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bailey Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Are you tired of your job? Are you tired of inflation? High gas prices? Trading Made Easy automated day trading software has been out for 5 years and have customers in 9 different countries. Our automated day trading software gets into and out of a trade in a millisecond. And we have lots of local customers that you can talk to. We do have live seminars Monday through Friday, so you can see the software in action. No experience necessary. Go to the website TradingMadeEasy.com or call the 800 number 800-971-4160.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's breaking news on the U.S. Supreme Court standpoint. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story. It came just as we were leaving. Melissa Clement from Nevada Right to Life. I wish I had her on again. I'd get her reaction to what this all means. Jim, what did the Supremes do?
Yeah, it's a developing story right now, Kevin. But yeah, you're right. It broke about 15 minutes ago. But Justice Samuel Alito, who handles the emergency request from the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, announced in a brief order that the access to the common abortion pill, Mifepristone, I believe is how you pronounce it, will remain unchanged at least until Friday, after the Supreme Court extended its brief pause until the end of the work week. So the access to that abortion pill will remain unchanged at least until Friday, as the Supreme Court takes a look at it later in the week.
Okay. So in other words, the Supreme Court's still studying the appeal, and at some point, probably on Friday, they will make a ruling, up or down, doesn't matter. They'll take a look at it. But right now, while they are taking a look at it, they will continue on.
It's status quo right now.
Very good. Very good. More on that. I know you'll be getting more information on the stay by Samuel Alito, a conservative justice of the Supreme Court. I want you to hear, because this is good stuff, the Department of Homeland Security failed America in dealing with COVID. Rand Paul has been all over Dr. Fauci and others in the administrations. I say administrations because this crosses presidential administrations. But Rand Paul yesterday, I don't know if you saw this, said that the DHS failed America in dealing with COVID. This is cut number two. Rand Paul yesterday. Here we go.
What should terrify every American is that the full extent of DHS's abuse of power against its own citizens are still largely unknown. The public is only recently learning the degree to which the department's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, was employed to surveil and censor American citizens' social media for what it concluded to be misinformation and disinformation. What was the result? Statements about COVID-19 that are now supported by evidence were flagged as disinformation. Statements, including my own, that were once labeled by our government as disinformation, such as opinions on the efficacy of masks, naturally acquired immunity, and the origins of COVID-19, are now supported by the majority of people and by the evidence, but were labeled by the government as misinformation. The government worked with social media, in fact, to censor these opinions. This is something that shouldn't happen in a free country, and it's contrary to the spirit and the law of the First Amendment. In 2021, DHS even put out a video encouraging children to report their own family members to Facebook for disinformation if they challenge the U.S. government narratives on COVID-19. Does that not sound like something out of 1984? Does that not something sound like something out of Stalin's Russia, that our government's trying to get our kids to report their parents? I mean, that's crazy. Can you imagine? Your agency's putting out a video to tell kids to report their parents if they say something like, well, maybe children don't need to be vaccinated. I still say that because it's the truth. The risks for the vaccine are greater than the disease for COVID for children. It's different for the elderly and those who are targeted with disease, but that's an opinion based, in fact, based on peer-reviewed papers. But that's not that government shouldn't get involved with trying to censor and restrict my ability to say these things. In reality, the most significant source of disinformation during the pandemic, with the most influence and greatest impact on the people's lives, was the U.S. government. The greatest purveyor of disinformation has been the U.S. government. All of this was occurring during what was likely the greatest national security threat to our nation in modern history, a global pandemic that killed millions of Americans. During this time, the Department of Homeland Security, working to determine the origins of COVID-19 pandemic and whether taxpayer funding went to conduct risky research in China, was this going on? To our knowledge, we know of no delving into this by the DHS. Where did the virus come from? If it came from a lab, wouldn't that be a biosecurity threat? Isn't that somehow under the purview of the DHS to be looking at where the virus might have come from? At least several of the intelligence agencies now conclude it did come from there. Dozens and dozens of the most esteemed scientists in our country now conclude that it came from a lab. We have labs doing this research in our country. Are you looking into that? You know, what's going on? Are you really trying to protect us from biological threats if we're not being told that you've looked into the origins of COVID virus at all? Instead of focusing on real threats like this, DHS was internally strategizing on how it can expand social media censorship of America's using third-party nonprofits, as in the words of a CISA official who said, a clearinghouse for information to avoid the appearance of government propaganda. So here's our government using NGOs and using them as a clearinghouse, but let's make sure nobody sees that it's us so it doesn't look overtly like government program propaganda. That's coming from your own agencies.
It wasn't a very good day for Alejandro Mayorkas, secretary of DHS. It was not a positive experience. But I will say this. I will say this. He does the stone face better than anybody I've seen in politics in 25 years. I mean, it's that bad. He just absolutely stonewalls it. I mean, it's embarrassing. But Josh Hawley was right. That all he does is just deny. The hell with the facts. Whether it be the border or it be COVID, same thing. Anyway, we'll talk more about this as we go along. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you're welcome to do so. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.